Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord, Church. Thank you for listening to this message, whichever way you got it. And I pray that you're utilizing this time of lockdown to the glory of God, for we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose. And do love the Lord. And since I know that you love him, I hope you really do love him. Something good is going to come out for you as an individual, but also us as Last Adam Tabernacle, but also for the nation and generally the whole body of Christ. My name is Dennis Mujimba, for those who cannot recognize my voice, and I'm a part of Last Adam Tabernacle. The message I want to share with us today is so pertinent to the season that we are going in, and I've titled the message as Remembering What God Tells You Before the Crisis. You'll find a way of paraphrasing it. But before we go ahead, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit the listeners into your hands, the listeners of this message. Father, open their spirits, their minds, and hearts, O God, Lord, to take in every word that is inspired of you in this message, O God, Lord, that they shall be transformed from within, to pay heed according to that you instruct them to do and instructed them to do before the crisis, so that it gives them the faith to go through this with joy, for we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you once again. What I would like to share with us is about a very important ability that human beings have. I know some animals have it also, but I believe that it's one of the greatest abilities that God gave us as people. And that ability is the ability to remember. The ability to remember. When I was preparing this message, I looked through the scriptures and tried to search how often does the word remember or do not forget appear in the Bible. I was amazed it appears more than 180 times. Now, us knowing that the scriptures are not a creation of man, but they are inspired by the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, surely every word that is there, including commas and full stops, is of the Lord. Amen. It creates a certain message that we need to decode or to understand. What does it mean? If something is continuously repeated over and over again, then it must be having such importance that the Spirit of the Lord would not let us lose that importance. So in relation to that, the ability to remember. God always says, remember, 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 remember my commandments, remember where you came from, remember, remember, remember. Do not forget, do not forget, do not forget, do not forget. It is so, so important, especially in the season in which we are, not just as Uganda alone, but the whole world, of this crisis of coronavirus, the pandemic that has really blanketed the whole world. It is so, so important for us to be able to remember what God spoke to us at an individual level or spoke to us
at a corporate level, let's say the body of Christ, spoke to us at an institution level, it could be your workplace, spoke to us as a nation. It is so important for us to remember the things that the Lord speaks to us before any crisis comes our way. Why is it so important? One reason is it gives you the faith to know that God, who is faithful, will accomplish that which he has spoken to you. Therefore, you will not give in to fear. We shall see later on as we go ahead how fear is such a deadly weapon of the enemy that it can actually make you lose your inheritance that God had laid out for you. So the ability to remember is such a precious gift from the Lord that we should never take for granted. When you can't remember not just what the Lord said, but you cannot be able to remember the things you touch, how they feel, can you imagine if you cannot recall that actually when something is hot, it burns, then that means if you touch it, you'll get burnt. If you cannot recall the direction to your home, imagine the places you will stray to because you have forgotten. You cannot recall the direction to your home. I hope during this period of lockdown, when congregating in places of worship has been banned, you're not going to forget the direction to your place of worship, to your church, to your local church, and you find yourself heading in places that you ought not be, God forbid. Remember the road that takes you to your place of worship. Remember the road that takes you to the place where you usually go to seek the Lord. The road to the prayer mountain, the road to the secret place where you have your encounter with the Lord. Remember, remember, remember the ability to recall. Going back to instructions. God is not in the business of ambushing his people. Now, those of you who are familiar with the military language, ambushes are a strategy that you use against your enemy, or your enemy uses against you. But we know that God is not our enemy, unless you have chosen to be his enemy. Therefore, God cannot ambush his people. God cannot ambush his children. An ambush is a surprise attack. And from the scriptures, we are told by the Lord that he will not do anything unless he has revealed his secret to his servants, the prophets. Now, that is written in Amos chapter 3, verse 7. So the Lord has committed himself that he will always reveal whatever is going to happen before it happens. Now, whether what is going to happen has been planned by the enemy or the Lord will tip you off, will let you know that this is coming. However, what I have noticed is that so often the Lord is ever faithful to his word, but it is our inability to remember what the Lord told us that causes us to get off the mark. Sometimes God tells us the things that are going to happen to us in our lives, or even a nation beforehand. But we always, most of the times, forget what he has told us about. And we only recall when the event has come to pass. You're like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I now remember. But better late than never. Remember what God tells you before the crisis comes. There is absolutely nothing that happens in our lives and comes in the form of an ambush. Now, God does that because he loves us. He does not want to surprise his children with attacks or events that the enemy has planned to take you unaware. Let us share together an incident that happened in the life of the nation of Israel with their first king, King Saul. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, let's go to verse 13. This is what the scripture says. It is written that now therefore he is the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. And take note, the Lord has set a king over you. Samuel went on to say, if you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice, and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you as it was against your forefathers. Now, here the Lord is saying, if you forget, if you do not remember this that I have told you beforehand, then my hand will be against you. And I can assure you, the hand of the Lord can be against you as an individual. It can even be against you as a child of God. Yes, it can. Because if you have a rebellious heart, the grace of the Lord does not cover rebellion. The grace of the Lord gives you the grace to repent of rebellion. But if you persist in rebellion, the grace of the Lord will not cover you. Now, Israel was told that at the time they decided to have a king of their own and not be led of God. Now, if you go to chapter 13 of the same book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, there is a situation that happened a year or two when King Saul had become king. And that account begins from verse 1 to 14 of chapter 13. So, here is what happened. Saul, who had been king for about 2 years, then Israel had always had run-ins and battles with the Philistines. So the king chose some 2,000 men to be with him and set up camp to face the Philistines. Now, run ahead a bit. Saul remembered to ask the intervention of Samuel the prophet. So the prophet told the king, give me 7 days, I'll be with you. Now, the king waited for the 7 days as Prophet Samuel had told him. That's in chapter 13, verse 8. However, there was a delay in the arrival of the prophet. So when that delay our friend, the king of Israel, Saul, decided to take matters into his own hands. And it is said in verse 9. So Saul said, bring a burnt offering and peace offering here to me. And he offered the burnt offering. Verse 10. Now it happened as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering that Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he may greet him. Now, remember, the prophet had given the king a time. Now, the scriptures don't say that Samuel delayed for more than 7 days. But when the day came, the king became impatient. And when he became impatient, he took matters of sacrificing to the Lord into his own hands. That was something left to the prophets and the priests. Now, what followed later was terrible for the king. Verse 11 says, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'What have you done?' Saul said, 'When I saw that people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, the Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord. Therefore, I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering.' And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you for. Now the Lord would have established your kingdom forever.'" Okay? "But now your kingdom shall not continue," the prophet was telling the king. "The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you." Now, it is so clear, the commandment the prophet was referring to was a commandment the king received before he went to camp for battle. Remember what we started with? We have to remember the instructions we received before the moment of a crisis. The Lord is faithful to see you through it. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, this is what Israel had been told. "Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes." The great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Stand still. In the moment of a crisis, when we forget what the Lord has told us before the crisis, we will let fear rule over us. We will take issues into our own hands, issues which the Lord has preserved for himself, and as such, you'll end up walking in disobedience, and you will lose your inheritance as an individual. You can lose your divine inheritance as a local church. You can even lose your inheritance as a nation because of disobedience to the instructions which the Lord gave you before you entered the crisis. Therefore, we've seen that in the life of Saul. The scripture is so clear. If Saul had walked in obedience, I don't think we'd have heard of King David the way we do, because the Lord was clear. In verse 13 he says, "For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever." And we know David was not of the line of Benjamin like Saul. So where would David have come from? Because David was in the line of Judah. The mere act of forgetting to follow instructions which this gentleman, King Saul, was given before the crisis, made him lose an inheritance that was there for him for the taking. So there are some things that God has spoken to us as individuals. Now, when God gave you that promise for an inheritance, he never told you that a crisis will come. But crises sometimes will arise and they'll become tests. Not that the crises are initiated by the Lord, but those crises can become a test of your faith in the Lord. My prayer is that we shall not fail that test as a nation. Let's not take matters into our own hands. Let us believe that the Lord, who has said that he will see us through this, he is faithful enough to fulfill that which he has promised. The other thing, if we do not forget, is that when a crisis comes, a crisis is not an exemption. God will not forgive us saying that, oh yes, my children, I know there was this crisis, terrible, terrible, terrible. It's okay, that one I'll let you pass. Nope. Crises are not moments of exemption from obedience to what the Lord has instructed us to do. In fact, they test our willingness to walk the faith of obedience to that which the Lord has spoken to us. Allow me to end with a reference to John 14:15. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Keep that which I've commanded you to do. Keep that which I've commanded you to speak. Keep that which I've commanded you to confess. Don't violate my love for you. If you love me, the Lord says, keep my commandments. My command, to obey my word. My command, to trust me, your Lord. My command, to believe that I will do that which I have said that I will do. I'll watch over my word that I've spoken to you over this nation. Let us not fret because of a crisis. Because if we forget to remember what the Lord told us before a crisis, in an individual's life, or a community's life, or in the life of a church, in the life of an organization, in the life of a company, in the life of a nation, you can actually lose your entire divine inheritance because of that moment of walking in fear, just like King Saul did, and he lost something that was there for him, the taking for his house to reign in Israel forever and ever, according to 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13. Now I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that as many as have listened to my voice, Lord God, forgive us when we have walked in disobedience. Forgive us when we have not remembered what you have told us before moments of crisis. Now that we remember, to remember, always to remember, I pray, Lord, give us the grace to obey you in all things, to take you by your word, for you are faithful and good, good God. In the name of Jesus Christ have I prayed. Amen. Thank you once again. I hope you enjoyed the message and you're going to reflect on it throughout this week and the rest of the year. Just remind you to tune in to Pastor Moses, who will be on Impact FM 98.4 at 6:30 p.m. for the words of Moses. Be blessed and have a good week ahead of you. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.